Good afternoon. And that was Jay Snow introducing us to the show. And I'm all by myself because I feel like Kelly and Adam are doing a sidebar. Are you guys on board? Are you with me?
We're having an argument over here.
About Michael Bay.
What kind of argument?
I don't like him.
How could you not like Michael Bay? He blows stuff up.
Wait a minute.
Exactly.
So
that's all
he
does is blow things up.
Director of Bane.
Director, you mean Michael Nolan?
Oh,
of Batman? It's
yeah.
not Bane. Bane wasn't the main, I mean, he was the main antagonist, but he wasn't the main character.
That's the only part of Batman, any of the movies I took away was Bane.
Right. Good old Tom Hardy, who is gone underground.
No, he's doing Mad Max.
Yeah, due out 2014?
Yeah.
Who is
nice.
That?
Tom Hardy.
Oh, yeah. We haven't talked about him in a while.
Yeah, we miss.
He's probably mad at you.
He's doing Mad Max.
He's never
going
to.
Mad Max? Am I just like being an idiot? Is that
yeah.
what movies are called?
I think the first one was called Mad Max, and the other one was called Road Rage, Road Warrior.
Who was the original? Was Mel Gibson the original?
Yeah.
Yes, and now he just went nuts. I think that maybe that's a bad omen. He probably got in the character, and that's why he was nuts from, like, Tom Hardy's going to go nuts one day, and you're going to find a tape of him yelling at
him.
His girlfriend. Yeah, well, because you like Todd from Breaking Bad, which is, like,
he
the oddest thing.
I like Todd.
No, it's
because
weird.
He's a psycho killer. And
so is Walt.
You know who's actually, I've realized who's...
You're right.
No,
right.
but yes, you know who's no who's the worst person on Breaking Bad? Is, like, Lydia. Like, she just...
Oh,
her,
I like her, too.
Her solution to everything was, like, just kill them. Just kill everybody. Like, they saw my face, kill her.
That's why she's
like,
in that job, though.
Look at it, just kill... I know, but it's just,
but
like...
was she... Oh, like, I... Never mind. We'll talk about
Skyler
it off air.
Skyler is the worst character.
We've just, like, buried Breaking Bad.
Poor
just
Skyler.
Ridden it into the ground. But... I won't talk about it.
Well,
why? You love it.
I know I do.
I should mention.
I'll wait till we leave, though.
Who's Ed Lauder?
Before we get on with all the glorious, we're going to do some celebrity news because I know you got some good stuff, Kelly, and whatever's on your mind, Adam.
Yeah, throw under the bus.
I'm giving you some time. This is where you work under pressure because you're good like that. You work with deadlines every night, Kelly. We work in a pressure-filled environment.
I mean,
where nothing functions correctly. Our phones are not functioning correctly.
My phone is broken at work.
Yeah, there you go.
What?
Maybe somebody's after us.
My what? Phone's not broken.
Now I can't mention where we work because I just badmouth the phones.
Maybe it's
I'm sure everybody knows where we work.
I think it's the government is after me. They broke my phone.
They know that you know about the aliens.
Stop. They're going to... I don't know anything.
No, I should say at 5 o'clock, top of the hour in radio speak, because we're all with the vernacular, because we're radio superstars. Brian Callen, star of Matt, original one of the original cast members of Mad TV, he's going to be calling in. You guys will be gone, so it's just me. It's just going to be me mano a mano with Brian.
Yeah, I have to leave, but I would love Man. To. I'm going to listen to this the whole way home.
We're going to, he's calling in because he is hitting the town this weekend at the comedy club to do 3 nights of comedy, 5 shows. And speaking of, to get this out of the way so I don't feel dirty for too long.
Oh, boy.
I have a show tonight, free show at the Linux, where you can see me. And after the show, if you don't like it, you can come up and punch me in the face.
Yes.
That's my guarantee.
Some of those people from Rochester.
Yes.
From 2 weeks ago, some of those Rochester people show up.
You know, oddly enough, no one in Rochester punched me in the face.
It's weird. You would think that they were all listening to this.
You would think that. You would think that. Because we have such far range.
I would be afraid to punch him in the face. I feel like there is a boiling point in there. Somewhere, I feel like he
I'm
would just completely explode.
I'm an Eisenhower waiting to explode.
I think he would just fall right to the ground and fall right to sleep. Fast asleep. Like, we need to get somebody to wake him up.
Just go to sleep.
I think you guys should definitely do this.
I've never taken a punch to the face.
No,
actually,
you
did threaten to drown me, Kelly. You're pretty violent.
Yes, you did.
You're like,
yeah,
I'm going to drown you.
Yes.
Oh, because you asked me if I've ever seen, like,
it doesn't matter
what
happened.
Dying part on Breaking Bad. I'm like, didn't we?
You still threatened to drown me, to fill my lungs with water instead of air.
Have you ever seen those YouTube videos where the kids, like, they're in college or in high school, and they're like, punch me in the face, and they like make a girl punch him in the face, and they get completely knocked out.
No,
they're amazing.
I'm not sure if I believe some of those shows. Though.
No, it's not a show. It's like at a party, and some kid is videoing it, and there's another kid like standing there, and then a girl walks up and punches him in the face, and he just goes right down, like through a beer pong table.
Well, you know what? Like,
it's amazing. You gotta watch these things.
You shouldn't
things.
Underestimate anybody, but B, you know, you catch anybody. Anybody is one.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying. I would go
like
right down,
MMA,
too.
Like those MMA-like fights, you see anybody's one moment away from getting knocked out.
I would go right down.
Or Mike Tyson?
I would fake it. I'd be like, oh, you win.
You knocked me out. It's over. Can we not have the rest of this fight? No, you're the winner.
It's been a while since I've been punched in the face, but I have a pretty good chin. I haven't been punched on the chin. I've been punched in the face, though. It's not pleasant, but, you know.
No.
It happens.
The top of the head.
But, I mean, as a guy, you should at least be punched in the face a couple times because that means you haven't been pushing the right boundaries.
Or you're strong and you punch other people in the face. Like, you don't have to take punches to the
Those
face.
Guys have always been punched in the face, though.
Like sucker punch.
A couple
in the
of
times.
Yeah, good.
Sucker punch.
Probably by me because that's my go-to. I'm not hitting anybody in the face straight up. I'm going to sneak up on you.
Gotcha.
Yes.
Run
as fast as I can.
Yeah.
Got to get down to my running weight if we're talking about all this fighting.
Yeah, for you, so you can take some civil service exams.
Yes, exactly. Carry a body across.
Hey, how was that? I know you were at a show in Grand Island. How was that comedy show with some other people?
Weird.
Was it weird?
It was
packed?
So strange.
Was
there
it
was like 150 people there.
Nice.
They were older.
Did
and
you
they
perform?
Didn't laugh. Yeah.
Oh, that
it was,
sucks.
They didn't laugh for anybody or didn't laugh for you?
No, they gave me a couple laughs. They gave Greg and James way more laughs. You know, not way. They gave them some good laughs. But all in all, I think that it was a pretty dead crowd. It was really weird.
No energy going there?
No, zero energy. But it was a nice place. It was fun. It was cool. It was just strange up there. It was a strange day.
Grand
up
Island?
On the stage.
I don't really know anything about Grand Island.
No, me neither. Then I was driving over there.
Two silos there.
Do you know that
it
the
is?
Houses on Grand Island are enormous?
Not all of them. There's some new development.
Oh,
my sister actually
boy.
Lives on Grand Island and her house.
I was driving by
enormous.
Some houses that was like, am I in the Great Gatsby right now? Like, as I was driving, there's like the water on the right, a huge lawn. Like, lawn's like as long as my block. And then on the top of this lawn is just the biggest, like, guys with two
Grand
golf Island? Carts. Why do you need two?
You got the money.
Well,
why
you know why?
Living in Grand Island, if you have that money.
Well, people are flocking there because they're close to Fantasy Island, a fine amusement park.
That thing
Martin's.
Cave in.
Martin. No, Martin's got the place on lockdown. When was the last time you were there?
I will reveal.
I don't go there.
I've never.
The island.
Don't
years
go
either.
To Martin.
Let's be honest.
But I bet
the,
it's awesome.
It's a little misnamed. The island isn't really that grand. It's kind of small. It's really small. But I don't like it because even though my sister lives there, I just don't like where you have to take a bridge to get somewhere because in case there is like nuclear, someone attacks. Someone gets a drone of their own. They take out that bridge. I'm stuck on Grand Island.
They're not going to take out that bridge.
I think
they could take out that bridge.
Like the last place.
You never
like
know. Maybe they want to take over Fantasy Island. Maybe it'll
they,
be like
I
a.
They already have taken gross. Over. Yeah. I think the zombies run Fantasy Island.
Well, it could be like a Darien Lake type strike.
For someone that has like germ issue, Fantasy Island is like my worst nightmare.
You don't like to get on the flu. Oh, that's the
Their
flume.
Roller coasters feel like
where it's all.
Just
that's what makes it exciting.
Didn't some guy die in that ride, the Devil's Hole?
No.
I've been always so scared about going in there.
Is it really a ride called the Devil's Hole?
Yes. The Devil's Hole. I was
yeah,
so
it like spins.
It
uses a centripetal force.
Maybe somebody
yes.
did it.
Did know. You know that Jason is actually Martin from Martin's Fantasy Island? When he says his sister lives there, he means he goes there to run the theme park.
Well, no, we are going to get a call from someone to be like, a little heavy on the Fantasy Island talk, bro. Can we talk about something else?
Well, it's not like we're talking nice about it.
Do you, okay, we gave you 10 minutes of stall time. Okay.
Yeah, what is
what
it
do you got?
News?
Still nothing?
You know what I did want to bring up? Have you guys watched the new American Horror Story yet?
No.
Get into it. It's
I've heard it's
crazy.
Great. I think I'd be too afraid.
It's all like hot chicks.
Yeah, but aren't there like ghosts?
No, it's like about a coven of witches.
Oh.
Kathy Bates in it. You can't go wrong with her.
Well, she just hurt the average of hot chicks then.
Well, yeah.
No, I know that
and
one.
She looks extra, like...
Old.
Yeah,
old and crispy.
Ripe in this one.
Now, is this American Horror Story, is this real life? Did this actually happen, or is it just totally made up?
Made up. I watched the first... See, I thought that
what'd
you...
What'd say?
Made up. Sorry, my voice cracked.
No, because...
I got lost there. I didn't know what
I
happened.
I missed your question, like, this bad conversation. Like, you... Did you ask if it's based
like,
on
it's
a true
not
story?
Like
yeah.
Salem Witch Trials. Oh, yeah. They kind of touch on that,
I didn't know,
it's
you know...
definitely not based on it. I mean,
it's not Lifetime,
total
though.
Sci-fi.
Sometimes, though, you know, those really scary shows are, like, about ghosts, and they're like, this is real life. The ghost was really there, and I get freaked out about that.
If I ever saw a real ghost, I feel the same way. If I saw
yes.
a real ghost, I'll be in the insane asylum.
Yes. I run through my house sometimes, and I'm afraid of ghosts. right to the bedroom.
If I go to
like,
the
because
bedroom,
the ghost...
I have to go to the bathroom,
yes.
I'm like, don't look left or right.
Yes, because the ghost can't get in the bedroom. For whatever reason.
No,
I don't
like,
know.
Get under the
once
comfort.
In a while, I have woken up and felt like something was staring at me. It was like the creepiest feeling ever.
You sure it wasn't your cat?
No, man.
It might have been a ghost.
I mean, like, glaring down on me.
Actually, I have
oh,
scientific
wow.
proof
yeah,
that
creepy.
Ghosts don't exist, but I can't go
oh,
into
boy.
It now. I can't really? Say it on the
you
air.
Go on YouTube and you look up like ghost video. There are some like, I mean, some are totally stupid, but there are some on there that are like people catching ghosts on cameras.
When I was right after real. Michael Jackson died, there was like this video on YouTube that was like Michael Jackson's ghost, and I was so afraid to just watch it that I had to go down and like find somebody to wake up. To and I was like, "Hey, will you wake up and just watch this?" Watch this. I think it was in New York, maybe. I was like, "Can we wake up and just watch this video with me?"
It's not him, though, right?
No, no. It's like somebody in the background moving, and it's like a shadow, though, but it's very scary.
Especially when you have it in your head that it's a ghost.
Yes.
I feel like he would be a superhero ghost. Like, he'd be like Ghost Rider, because it would be the Michael Jackson with his hair on fire, and he'd have like the special gloves.
Jason.
What?
What are you talking about?
It's just a theory. I'm sorry. I'm pushing theories here. This is all theorem-based radio.
So this is
our Halloween. No, next week will be our hunt.
We have to dress up.
Our special Halloween show.
I'm dressing up. What am I doing this year? I'm a Native American.
You are
an a Native Indian. American.
I don't know what I'm.
I don't know what the right thing is. We're
I think
the
Native
Lancaster
American.
Lancaster High School like throwdown now.
Well, you know, no, it comes around.
Oh, gosh, here we go.
See, you just dragged me into saying some stuff.
That,
no, because Columbus Day comes and everybody has to bad mouth my boy Chris.
Oh, shoot.
And then.
You're sticking up for him.
Okay, because
you're
we don't know.
You're the only guy
happened.
On the planet.
Like, look, I don't
you're
have
the only guy on the planet.
No, I am not the only guy on the planet.
Facebook crazy about Christopher Columbus.
People are getting fired up.
Because we don't know what happened, though. It was like, what, 1492? I can't do the math. What was that, like. 100 years ago, right?
Oh my goodness.
No, I feel like Christopher Columbus is like the Walter White of the time.
That's a lie. It's
no,
it's not. We
like,
do know what happened.
Yeah.
You don't know. How could you possibly know what happened? Because there are some documents. You don't know
it's
what.
History.
He brought the ships, and then whatever happened, like there's probably some
Whoops.
Dudes on there. Like, you don't know who killed who.
There's documents where Christopher Columbus is talking about murdering people.
What right. Are they science? Are they. Documents from where? Are they notarized?
They're his
How do you
stuff.
Know?
They're
yeah,
his
those
diaries.
Things, like, like,
that stuff
happened.
Yeah, you know what?
Didn't,
people
like,
murder people
him in
all
and have
the time.
Dinner in the middle of the fields.
And why did he murder? Did he just slaughter everyone
over.
Though?
Yeah, and
over?
Then he went back to he went back and said, "Hey, if you give me like 1,200 men, I could definitely own that whole place." And they were like, "Okay," and they gave him, and they would like just kill everybody.
Yeah, that's exactly like Walter White. He had some ships named
oh
like
gosh,
Santa Maria.
No way.
He probably had like a secret code
we
word.
We got to move on.
And he was
talk
like,
to us about American Horror Story.
He's telling me that I'm crazy for liking Todd from Breaking Bad.
Yes,
but
he's okay with Columbus.
An actual character.
Yeah, from 100 years ago where people killed everybody.
Well, you know what's funny is like we've gotten to the point as a society where everyone is like, Columbus Day, but not really that great of a thing to be celebrating except for Jason.
I didn't say we should celebrate the dude.
Jason's like, let's have parades.
But first of all, it's a day off. You always take the day
we
off.
I did not get a day off.
I got a
well,
day
we,
off, and
okay,
I always
well,
take a day off.
A lot of people do. It's like Arizona. Like how like Chris Rock says, like how racist are you, Arizona? You don't want Martin Luther King Day off? Like take
really?
The day off.
Is
yeah.
That
well,
serious?
They tried to vote against it, but eventually it got out. Like
oh,
they're like,
wow.
No, we don't want to celebrate Martin
what
Luther
jerks.
King Day.
Why would you just vote against it? Like just
because
don't
Arizona's
participate.
Like super racist. The legislative, not the people.
Oh, boy. Now we're hating on Arizona.
And the government.
And we love Chris Columbus. We sound like crazy
people. I didn't say we love him, but
I think you,
again.
I think you
these
technically
opinions are,
said, my boy Chris. So I think that means that you're pretty cool with him. I don't think you
I,
say
I think
that
it's
about
a little hazy.
Don't like.
I don't think all these documents, you don't know he wrote that, though. Like, that could still be, I think it's up for grabs.
I'm not going to defend him. I'm not going to. Talk against him, but I don't think that he just came in with gifts for
oh,
everyone.
He wasn't a great guy. I don't think anybody back then was a great guy. Even
no,
Washington,
you're right.
Even our founding fathers had slaves.
Yeah, you're right.
So
let's hear about American Horror Story, though, before we get a phone call about someone who's angry.
You guys have to watch. So, have you ever watched it? Any of them?
I did watch
no.
the first two seasons, but they're
See,
like, they get really
the
weird.
I didn't watch the second season because that insane asylum
they have
stuff
like all the same people.
Me out.
Well, they went off the rails, though. Like, I didn't even see the conclusion because there was like a serial killer. Satanic possession, I don't know, like the archangel of death, like they had like everything and they just like threw everything, it felt like, you know, like throwing against a wall and seeing what sticks.
The first one was good, I thought.
Yeah.
But this one,
I mean, they always
I
have like the
like
same
it.
People.
I really like it. Yeah, Jessica Lange is killer too. So.
But again, like I don't understand. Like they have like different rules. Like the ghosts in like season one could do anything. Like they could communicate with you, and no one like caught on, and they could like smack you around. Like I don't know. Like
it's
it was weird.
I don't know. I like the first one. The second one, I just refused to watch. This one's. I'm telling you, watch it. It's good. It's creepy. Emma Roberts is in it.
Oh, that's right. I knew she looked. I know. I was like flipping through last night, and I like. Oh, I know that blonde chick looks familiar, because I just saw her in The Millers. Yeah, and that other young chick that's in there too. She's kind of cute. She was in the first season.
Vera Farmiga's daughter.
Oh, is that who that is?
Yeah, she looks just like her. I can't think of her first name.
All right. Hey, what happened? Did you ever find out? Like, what happened with? Did Kanye and Jimmy Kimmel? Did they make up because he was on the show?
I guess I don't know. My mother and I actually hashed out about this. I guess he likes.
Did you guys
was just as crazy on the show as he was, but he and Jimmy are fine.
Right,
he
that's what I mean.
Was still like, you know how when he talks, it's like, what are you talking about? I just feel like every time he opens his mouth, no one can relate to him whatsoever.
I think he's gone off the deep end. I think it's been happening for
I think
years.
He's
Me
been,
too.
And it's just like,
he's been in his own reality for a very long time.
Yes, I like your music, but you are nutso.
I think he's one of these people, and I know people like this, that are not, that don't have...
Because they don't have
wealth
best-selling,
for days,
yeah,
and all this stuff. Who are just believe that the world revolves around them, and he's got the money and the fame to like make everybody know that he does. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
Like we know about it because he's famous. But I have a friend who's very much like this, and you're like, what are you talking about all the time? Like you're out of your mind. But his name is not Phil Shalala, by the way. But
I wasn't going to say
just
that.
Just throw Phil right under the bus whenever
Real
we can.
Nice.
But
no, Phil is
him.
Deeply.
Yeah, Phil's the
he's
other way.
Based in reality. He knows that he's a normal person.
Yeah, he's a great guy. But Kanye West, on the other hand, is a guy who just believes that everything's about him. And
well, I guess he was like this is what I don't get about him. Everyone that has ever become like a legend, like you know the Michael Jacksons and the Elton Johns and all those. They never went around telling people that they should be legends. They were just so talented and so good that it just... All he does is talk now, about how he's more famous than all of them and how he is like a god, basically. It's like,
you're talking about legends, like eccentric legends?
Like talent, like genuine people that like Michael Jackson will always be...
Yeah.
You know?
Right, but
Kanye
I mean...
Kanye West's going to die and everyone's going to remember him for being a lunatic.
A jerk.
We're a total...
Named his baby North.
We're in a different time, though. Everyone is, like, grabbing... You have to be your own hype man now, for, like, basically. Everyone's your own flavor flavor.
Like, look at someone like Lady Gaga. I mean...
People that don't have a lot of talent. I don't feel like... Kanye's first album was great.
Yeah,
but after that, like, you know...
His first album was so good.
It was. I know.
It was. It was breakthrough, but it went to his head, or either that's all he had in it, because his last one wasn't that great. So, I mean, he has to, like, keep it going. You know what I mean? Like, you gotta tell people.
I really do, but I think that his ego is just killing his career.
Everyone's got, like, that's why politicians shut down the government, isn't it? Because they this never would have happened in the old days. Yeah. Because
they
just...
They were mad about Kanye's new album.
They haven't had enough lovely women in their life, as Kanye said, in more coarse terms to Jimmy Kimmel.
Oh, boy.
There's the thing, though. Who starts a fight with Jimmy Kimmel?
Yeah, that's another thing.
He's not out to get anyone. He's just looking to have a good laugh, you know?
I think what Jimmy Kimmel does better than, like, Letterman or Leno, I think Conan's like Jimmy Kimmel, too, is, like, even when they're making fun of somebody, it doesn't feel like that. Like, when Leno makes fun of somebody, it's like, Leno, you're just a jerk.
Yeah.
You're just making fun of people. When Jimmy Kimmel does it, it's almost like your buddy making fun of you.
I feel like they don't judge. I feel like they just,
they're just
take everyone at
just,
face
yeah.
value.
You mean
Jimmy... Or don't take it. Am I saying that right?
You mean Jimmy Kimmel?
Yeah. Like, he just takes everyone the same. He just...
Yeah, I think he's a regular guy. And he also... I remember when Jay Leno took his show back.
Yeah.
Jimmy Kimmel really stuck it to Jay Leno.
Yeah.
He had that like 10 questions and I forgot what he said, but basically something about taking things back. And Jay just kind of had to laugh that off.
See, the thing though about Jimmy Kimmel is I think he's one of the guys that's like, you know, he's friendly and unassuming, but if he needs to, he'll let you know that he's, you know, smart and very, very funny and just dominate
he's like,
you.
I think he's like a genius.
Yeah, I think he could just take you down.
I don't know if he's a genius.
I think he's really good. I mean,
he likes to play pranks, and I can get on board with that. And now that he has the money and the time, he can do elaborate. Like Adam Carolla always talks about the good pranks that he pulled on him. And,
I know you love Adam Carolla. I just am not a fan. He annoys me.
I don't love him.
On Celebrity Apprentice, I want to.
He doesn't like him as much as he likes Christopher Columbus.
Yeah, I mean, he never slaughtered thousands of Aboriginal people, so I can't get on board with Adam Carolla. Such a horrible person. Do we have anything else? Kelly, we give you all this
time. I'm
trying.
You're going on your rants.
I'm not ranting.
Yes,
what am I, Dennis Miller? Without the big words?
Well, everything I've gossip on is stuff funniness that you guys don't watch.
Well, oh, you're talking about like TV?
Like Housewives, like Carolyn Manzo is not on it next year, and neither are Jacqueline.
Well, those are all awful shows.
Twins. Well, people care about that stuff.
What about Duck Dynasty? I just saw my uncle. He had a wonderful. See, when I try to watch that, it's like such a scripted show, though. You know what I mean?
It is. Like, I think they.
They're
put
like
them
basically
in the
like just really good actors.
The stuff
though
that comes out of their mouth, like, is like Phil. He's just. I don't know. I just love.
I know. I think they just found like they're really good actors, though, and they feed them the
Isn't
like
that
when
how
they.
Every reality show is though.
Well, most people are very bad people. I think the Duck Dynasty guys are probably okay people, and they're actually funny.
I'm obsessed with it.
I think the thing about Duck Dynasty is I don't think they script everything. I think a lot of the stuff that we all find very, very funny is stuff that is just what they're just saying. It's just true stuff to them. Whenever they're doing the confessionals and stuff, I think that's all scripted. But, like, what's a guy, the old man, Cy? They didn't tell him to start carrying around a cup and a jug of iced tea. Like, he's been doing that
since
forever.
Yes,
forever.
Yeah.
But he's that's just him,
well,
you know, and I
like
that.
Like, get situations for them and then just let them go wild. But, I mean, you got to keep it going. I mean, it's the number one TV show in America. Number one.
Like, that's amazing.
Number one reality show, not the number one show, right? I know
I think
it gets bigger numbers than the finale of Breaking Bad did. Like, it gets phenomenal numbers on A&E, on cable.
It's hilarious. Well, So people, you just gotta watch it.
I do. I watched a little bit of. Then I couldn't take it though because he had I saw like a 5-minute bit where he had like the radar gun and he's like, "All right, see how fast I punch." And like, really? Like, no one told you? Like, you just did that organically. And then whatever the stupid old guy was like, "All right, I'll do it." All right, and then it was just like, yeah, it was like very funny. He's like, "Did you see it? Oh, I didn't do it again because he didn't move his hand."
Dumb of a show. Stop
that's really
it.
Funny because that's that old man for real doing that. They didn't tell him to do that.
He makes the show.
The
like,
old man
is crazy.
Yeah, he's the best.
They all have like their quirks. I actually think the one that's most scripted is Willie. Obviously, like he's the eldest son, or not the eldest son. He's the one that started like.
The big guy.
In fact, my conspiracy theory is that
character.
They all are actors and they somehow implanted this idea. I don't think they became millionaires. I think they made them become, they gave them $1 million to make
this whole
company is a front.
It.
This whole legacy is a front. They've been planning this show for 20 years.
Phil was supposed to be
I'm gonna
like,
put that theory
on
quarterback,
the and he left because
that's
it interfered
true.
With hunting season.
I think 30 years ago, they started 30 years ago.
Reality TV didn't exist 30 years ago.
He was the starting quarterback at Ole Miss when Archie Manning was there.
Is it? Oh, the old guy.
Yeah. No, not the super old guy. What's his name? Phil?
But he's not. Archie Manning's like really old. He's like 60, isn't he?
I mean, they all have adult kids and they've got like 12 grandkids.
Archie Manning was like, there's like an interview with them and he was like, yeah. And Phil would just show up in the locker room with like blood all over his pants and his shirt from hunting. And he just decided that he would rather do that than play football.
Well, if you look
so
at Phil's house, it is not like Willie's house, this huge mansion. Phil's house is like probably smaller than my house now.
They made him get rid of that chair and he was all upset.
Yeah.
Jason, it's not a conspiracy.
It's a conspiracy. I didn't say it was right. Again, these are all theories that I'm just pushing out there. I'm going to see what's going to latch on.
I don't have any.
I'd rather hunt too. Why would I wouldn't want a 265-pound man coming at me and trying to kill me.
Their wives were talking about though, like during hunting season, they smell so bad because they don't shower or anything. Because I guess like their natural smell.
The pheromones.
Like,
do they put? Oh, they probably pour some deer urine on them too. I hear that works during hunting season.
And it's like
to attract
you gotta
the
get
does.
Used to it because that's why they keep the beards because it all stays on them, all the hair. Oh.
Hunting
it's
season.
A
it's
raw smell.
I'm sure it is. I'm sure it doesn't smell great.
I don't know. I like Jace. He's my favorite.
I don't know what that is.
Well, you weren't watching very good then.
I know. I only watch like 5 minutes. That's all I can take. But I'm a grouch.
Oh,
I can take
it.
comedians are grouches. That's what my conclusion
is. All I could take is 5 minutes of everything, basically.
Comedians are grouches.
Short doses. Well, no, I'm just the type. I'm kind of more like Annalie Kindler. No matter how good something is, I just want to crap all over it because that makes me feel better about myself.
Oh, boy. You're a glass
but
half empty guy.
I do that in a good way. That means I really like it.
You don't like Duck Dynasty, though. You just
no, I
it.
Don't. I don't. Because I don't. All right, well, it's 4:59, so if you guys want to, like, I know you have to meet. Where are you going? In case someone wants to punch you in the face after dinner.
I think the Jewel of India.
You're not going there. That buffet on Elmwood?
No. The Jewel of India is on Main Street, on Hurdle.
Oh, boy. There goes Jason.
Come punch me in the face. Well, enjoy the rest of the show, Jason.
I'll try. It's going to be just me.
What are you
going
to talk about for the next 10 minutes?
Hopefully he calls soon. You know, I'll come up with something. I'll carry the show because I can do that.
So you get for being late.
It was crazy traffic. I don't know. Like, it started, like, the 90 or the 190 north was backed up starting before Elm. And it's usually never that back. You know
what
I mean?
I think Thursdays are usually busy.
Yeah, but sometimes it gets backed up by, like, people, all the trucks getting off for the Peace Bridge. But it's, like, way backed up. So I just got off and I made the decision. But then it started to look like it started moving. But it's like, well, you can't win. So I just went down Elmwood. But, you know, people in Buffalo complain about
radio, for the record.
Well,
watch
like,
out for traffic patterns.
Yeah, if you're driving right now on your way home, I know you're... Let's just say everything's backed up. That's my traffic report from 91.3. Don't text and drive.
I'm going to keep calling you so that the line is busy so that you can't get through.
I'll see you guys later. Thanks for stopping by. Close that door, could you? All right, well, now it's just me. I don't know what to do about that. And if you've been listening, if you're just joining us, I should say, hopefully in the next several moments, Brian Callen, original Hangover, he was Samir from the Hangover 1 and 2. I don't think he made it to 3. He'll be calling in because he's going to be bringing his show, Man Thoughts, to the Helium Comedy Club. And I think I did mention this. You can see me perform at a free show tonight as well. At the Lenox Hotel on North Street, in between the Elmwood and Delaware area, a fine renovated place in the bar, free show, happy hour drinks. I don't even know if a show starts at 10, so there you go. And I don't know how you guys feel about reality or anybody out there, but I do, and I just can't get on board with the reality television. Because I feel like that's too much. You know what? Actually, I have to take a break. Let's take a break. Because you want to hear me ramble on. Let's listen to 16 Saltines. Let's go to that. Maybe. Oh, you know what? Radio station. I don't like that song. How about what do we got going here? I would take requests, but no one is calling in. How about Jack White? Here we go. Let's listen to a little Jack White.
White shoes and I'm red all over. sometime soon.